this weekend, 17 youths killed in gang homicides. Now sports.
There goes the neighborhood!
Welcome to episode 168 of Three in the Box, Your Underground Wild Podcast. This episode is being recorded Sunday, November 5th. This is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about...
What day are we on?
November 5th. I think we all have Movembers here.
Yep.
In this show, we talk about Wild on Top, Wild on the Road, and Wild on Meth. Maybe? I don't know. In the studio with me, as always, is Kenny.
What up?
And Jive.
Hey!
So, it's Movember.
Back on the neighborhood!
Nice. Nicely done.
Carrying it forward here, yeah. You know? We got a death pact. No one's shaving a mustache this month, right?
No, I don't think so.
Not today.
Unless, okay, what if you're in a car accident and the only way to save your legs is to shave your mustache?
I'm,
shave my mustache.
I'm keeping my stash.
Oh, Kenny.
You heard it here first.
Stash over legs.
Wow.
That's commitment, I gotta say.
You know, the legs never really did me much good.
Kenny Pelagic, you know?
the stutter on top of it is even better.
It actually does make it better. So, Halloween. How did Halloween go for you guys?
We had Halloween.
Halloween?
Halloween.
Yeah. I'm going to default this to the Jive because Jive, you have kids.
I have kids
that are.
I got a kid.
Well, Aaron, you have a kid as well, but your kid is not Halloween age.
She was Ruth Baby Ginsburg.
She was. She did a damn good job of that too.
Very
to
well.
To be quite honest.
Very well.
Yeah, her legal precedents were horseshit though, because she couldn't argue a case. For nothing, you know.
Did you try?
Granted, she's only, like, you know, 4 months old, so, you know, I wasn't expecting, like, a really good legal, you know, mind at that point.
And this is why I defer to Jive. Because Jive has some kids that
you're deferring to Jive, six-year-old, for your legal advice.
You know, when she says slap them or, you know, ignore them, I might. How were your kids on Halloween?
Halloween was actually a great time. Great time with some neighbors. My kids, actually, for myself, they're in that kind of sweet spot where, like, it doesn't require any... It just requires an adult to kind of follow along with.
So you got three kids. What did your kids go as?
We had JoJo Siwa.
Who?
JoJo Siwa.
Okay. Keep going.
I'm lost.
We'll double back to that one. Yep.
We had Ghostface.
Okay, keep going.
And Ghostface, you don't Ghostface. Scream.
Oh,
yeah.
A scream.
And okay. It was actually a pretty cool mask because, like, it had, like, a heart pump on it. So you could hit the heart pump, and then it would push blood through the through the mask. So, blood would come down the face of the mask.
Okay.
And then, totally on his own, my oldest son, his decision this year was to go as Chucky.
Really?
The good guy doll. I was like, serious? That goes back to, you know, me being a kid and stuff, you know?
He has never seen, like, Child's Play?
We've watched a couple.
Okay. Well, all right. So he's aware.
So what was that first one again?
JoJo Siwa. Don't ask me.
What the heck is JoJo?
She wears a jacket. She has pigtails, a microphone. I don't know.
JoJo Siwa?
Wait, she actually has a microphone?
I feel like you're speaking a different language. JoJo Siwa.
I feel like I'm talking a different language.
Have you ever JoJo Siwa?
Siwa.
What?
Siwa?
See what?
Excuse me? What are you talking about?
Excuse me? Baking powder?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm confused.
As confused as I was, but she loved being it, and it was actually a great Halloween outfit because it came with a jacket. So that meant that, you know, she's automatically adding some more layers of warmth there. And
although this Halloween
was actually pretty dang nice, yep.
For Halloween in Minnesota, yep. Yeah.
We had a pretty mild Halloween.
Yep. Yeah. There was no blizzards.
No.
Yeah.
Not, you know, 14 inches of snow.
Is that how much it was?
14 or 18? I don't know.
Speaking of which, my mom...
Your mom likes 14 inches?
Well, no, my mom messaged me.
Oh, gross, Kenny. Gross, Kenny.
Yeah, please stop. But my mom did message me on Halloween, and she's like, did you go trick-or-treating during a Halloween blizzard? And so I was probably, I think, a sophomore that year.
You were 15. Old.
Yeah,
I was about... I felt old trick-or-treating at that point. And so I'm sure if you were trick-or-treating, you felt old, too.
Well, in 91, I was 10.
Well, you were young, yes.
You were a young pup.
So you guys were old, I was young.
91, I was 15. So
and I would have been 13 at that point, so, yep.
And so my mom asked me that, and I didn't have the heart to tell her what I was actually doing, so I just said, yeah.
What
were you doing?
Because I just remember that evening being out with a couple of friends, and we were tossing snowballs at cars going by.
That's
scaring
all?
Scaring little kids.
Are you sure that's all you were doing?
Acting like we were going to steal their bag. I don't think we ever actually stole
their bags. I was one of those teenagers that just put on like a... not even a costume. I was like,
yep.
I put on my army jacket from the army surplus store.
Yep.
And we got candy wherever. Uh-huh. And that was about it, you know?
Because it's candy.
Yeah.
I
was 13.
I still like candy.
Unfortunately.
I still like candy right now.
Unfortunately. It doesn't go away, the urge for candy.
Jive, I believe your kids are like the age that you should be able to take some of them.
Have you done the Jimmy Kimmel, we ate all your candy deal?
No, but my wife did show me one of her friends from the neighborhood who did do that to their kids.
Oh.
It is pretty funny because they were devastated. And mom and dad, oh man.
Some of the ones this year were great. Yeah. One of the kids was like, basically collapsed like, you ruined my life. And then the other kid was like, shrug, like, okay, whatever. It was like, that kid is going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know? The other kid, melodramatic. Mm-hmm. You know, he's ruined.
Yeah.
You
know? All right. I think Jive's phone may have dinged. I heard a ding.
I think it's in your head.
Oh, it could have been. We should probably move on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think Kenny's got a ding in his head.
Yeah. Someone
dropped on his head as a baby.
No, I don't know about as a baby. Maybe as a teenager.
Maybe as an adult.
So, for the wild week, week and a half, couple weeks. It's been a little while since we talked to you last, but...
Time, what is time?
What is time, yep. The Wild did come up with a win over the Kings. That was Suter's 1,000th game. Quite the milestone there for Suits. And then we got the Wild over the Avalanche. They were continuing. I think at the end of their winning streak there before they came up against the Canucks. I think they had 7 wins in a row, I believe, is what the final tally was.
And then also the start of the Wild road streak.
Yes, that was the start of the road trip there, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they fell to the Canucks. 5-2 score. Probably sounds a little bit worse than it was, because I think there was a couple of empty netters at the end there. So.
And Boudreaux pulled, but it was pretty early.
It was.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say it was...
Not
Patrick Waugh.
Right, yeah.
You know, although there's a lot of evidence that you should be pulling goalies earlier
than that.
But...
You just shouldn't have one.
It's another... Well, you know.
Yep.
There's a whole other discussion there. Right. So,
yeah. But anyways, they ended up falling to the Canucks 5-2. But then they come right back and, you know, edge out the Edmonton Oilers. You know, I mean, that's a good team up there in Edmonton this year now. And
I think McJesus is...
Yeah.
Hitting his stride, you know.
He definitely is. So, yep. Good win for the Wild going in there. And then they go go ahead and go beat the Blues. And Mike Yeo down there with the Blues.
Yo.
Yeah. They just kind of blew them out of the water, 5-1, right?
Yeah.
And also in that game, you know, we mentioned Suter's milestone. Now we have Staal with another milestone as well.
400.
400 goals, yeah.
We are Sparta. Maybe. No,
he is 300. Sparta.
He is Sparta.
He is Sparta.
All right. So, with that, I mean, and over this streak, I mean, one person I know who continues to perform for the Wild is Granlin. Granny, I mean, in my mind, he continues to impress. You know, he's hitting these, you know, sharp angle goals where he's, you know, hitting some, I wouldn't want to say impossible because they're obviously makeable shots, but there's not much for him to look at when he puts that stuff in there. And my question to you guys, do you think that Granny can put up better numbers than he did last year? Last year he ended the regular season with 67 points. Do you think he can surpass that?
At this point he's 13-13. I mean, that's point of game. Mm-hmm. And
it's over with. That's 2 points a game.
13-13. That's point
of
game.
That is a point of game.
That's math.
Math is hard. You know, I think he has the capability of doing that. And considering our team, I don't know who else really has that capability. Zucker has it if he can tally up the goals because he's not an assist guy.
Mm-hmm.
Staal can do it because he's more of like an all-around kind of guy. I don't know anyone else that can put up point-of-game kind of level offense, you know?
No, I think it's going to be Granny. If anyone can do it, it's going to be him. He's got the ability to get the assists. He's got the ability to get the goals as well.
All right. And then, as was kind of mentioned, you know, before when we mentioned the Wild's win over the Oilers, you know, even though the Wild go ahead and they won there, you know, we've been hearing a lot about McJesus. I mean, basically, aww, yeah, kind of for years now, but he scored a goal. And really, he has been. He's been on fire this season.
He undressed Suter.
Yes, he did. Suter.
Yeah.
We're watching tonight against Washington.
Yeah, they're playing during the Oilers Washington game tonight. They're playing replays of McDavid undressing Suter. Is really what it was. I mean, there's no other way to phrase it, but yeah,
he. He's going to be 100 goal, or at least 100 point plus this season.
That's a
Hunter goal is far out.
Hunter point is more on point.
Maybe. But we'll see. I don't know, what the future has in store, but do you think that he'll ever bring home a cup anyways?
Or McDavid?
Is he just kind of a rich man's Taylor Hall?
I don't think he has the team to back him up to bring a cup home, unfortunately.
I mean, that's been Edmonton's flaw for a while now.
You have a very talented player. It's like Dan Marino with the Dolphins. An amazing quarterback. You have an amazing player with Edmonton, but you don't have the team to back him up.
I mean, it's not much different than... well, it is different in the sense that McDavid is different than Yakupov or Taylor Hall or Nugent Hopkins. There's been plenty of players that have been like, these are the next wave that's going to be...
Stars, right.
They've all gone through Edmonton. Some of them have...
Gretzky went through Edmonton, didn't he?
You are correct.
Yes, like 30 years ago, though. But
and he did not win with Edmonton.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They did.
Yeah, they won like four cups.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won a ton of cups.
All right, that's when he went to...
That's when
LA.
Messier was there.
Yep.
I mean, yeah.
They won plenty of cups back then at that point. Yeah. Early 80s. It was basically right after the Islanders won a whole bunch. So.
Yeah.
So, that being said, I think McDavid, I'm buying the hype.
You're buying it?
Yeah, I buy that. He's buying it.
He's all in. He got his lottery ticket.
I'm in as well.
He missed out on the $1 billion lottery ticket. Though,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Jive, the two out of three of us. Are you in?
For $1 billion lottery ticket?
I'm McDavid.
Yeah, I'm in for $1 billion lottery ticket. Definitely. I'm not totally on board. But I mean, I definitely think that it's impressive, but I don't know that he's going to be bringing home a cup.
You just don't like his beard, do you?
That's probably it.
His beard is pretty weak ass.
Yeah.
But he's only like 20. I mean,
you gotta,
he's barely cut him
some slack.
He's barely past puberty at this point,
Still has a better facial hair than Crosby.
His testicles are still descending.
Oh, boy. So anyways, back on the Wild train, they did, finish out their last game here, pretty much blowing the Blues out of the water. The way that things are shaping up and coming in now, I mean, what are they, like 7-1 in their last, however many games, it's even more than that. So that must be 9-1 in their last 10 games, something like that.
They're on a roll.
Yeah. So with that, I mean, is this the team? Do we have, is this what's going to get us through and bring us into the playoffs and push even more? Or are we jumping the gun, getting too excited here?
Well, you need good goaltending, and we have that right now.
We do.
But you need a balance of, scoring. And I'm not convinced that this offensive core is gonna do it.
Our defensive core has been doing okay.
So you're telling me, if we take a look at these last five games here, 4 goals, 3 goals, 2 goals, and a loss, 4 goals, 5 goals, that's not producing any offense?
I'm just not convinced. I don't think those teams are very good, actually. I mean, with the exception of maybe the Oilers, maybe?
I don't know. We've even got
I don't know.
We've even got Mr. Foligno. I mean, This guy is
Let's be honest here. That's the lesser Foligno.
It is. But if you take a look at him over the last few weeks here, you might not call him the lesser Foligno. He has been great on the penalty kills. I have seen countless times where he has been breaking things up on the penalty kill and actually, you know, turning those some of those into chances for the Wild. And he's gotten himself on the score sheet a couple times.
He has.
So, I mean, I'm not, you know. And that's coming from our fourth line there, you know.
Our fourth line has been doing well.
Fourth line has been putting up numbers.
Our defense has been putting up numbers.
Our third line, we send the guys down to Iowa to get hat tricks, and then they come back here to take up ice time.
We send them down to get hat tricks. That's what we send them down there for, Jeff?
Yeah.
And then they come up here and they're, okay, sure.
I still like Greenway, though. I like having the big body out there, and I like him against the boards and stuff, so.
We've seen some pretty weak fights, too.
Yeah, we've had plenty of, guys that go and they're mediocre big guys, like Coyle and, nothing like having a guy that could be physical but then doesn't use their assets.
Right.
You know?
I got to say Greenway does at least.
I think Greenway's getting his body in there.
He does more than Coyle does.
And you also...
That's true.
And you also have to give Greenway another couple of years to finish filling out because he's still a pretty lanky dude.
Oh, he's gonna be way better than Coyle because Coyle is like... He'll shrink away.
Yeah.
And it's probably best for him long-term.
Yeah.
From his body. But he's a big enough guy where he can, he could own that, and he's gonna be on the winning end of most collisions.
We're also talking about a guy that played with two broken shoulders in the playoffs.
So maybe they're still broken
from 4 years ago.
Call him Mr. Potato Head then, I guess.
Yeah, Aaron, I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Maybe his girlfriend broke up with him. He's playing with a broken heart.
Mr. Potato Charlie. Charlie.
Charlie.
Mr. Charlie.
You can go back to Boston and be a masshole.
Wow.
I don't know. I got nothing. I have nothing.
Yeah, we can't add to that.
Yeah.
What do you guys say we get into some Twitter talk?
Oh, yeah, let's do
it. We got questions. They got questions. We got answers.
All right.
Do we?
First question is coming in from Crease and Assist. 3 in the box. Suter recently played his 1,000th NHL game. What is your favorite Ryan Suter memory besides the Quick Trip and Star commercials?
That's where I instantly went.
That just kills it.
My favorite memory is anytime he plays Nashville and he touches the puck.
The Suter.
That's what they're saying, right?
Right.
That's probably my favorite.
And trying to pick out a favorite moment for Suter, like, that is so incredibly difficult to do.
That Suter, time he kicked a goal in his own goal.
Right. But that's the thing is you're gonna remember more often, like, those, couple times where he's been the person who deflects the puck into the Wild net because he happens to be that person that's played out in front of the net. You're going to remember those moments.
He's there,
But that's the thing is like you can't call out a lot of glaring moments where like, on a rush that goes into the Wild zone where, he gets unfortunately, like what you said with
right.
McJesus, where he got undressed, but that doesn't usually happen.
It's going to happen, though, you know?
And the way he plays, though, it's like, it is kind of a yawner, like it's kind of boring, but yeah. He is goddamn rock steady. I mean,
yeah,
he is, and he's good on the blue line.
Yep. So, all right. Next question, Kenny.
Next question comes from Ty Sands 42. The Wild are 7-1 since losing to the press.
That's what it says.
Yep.
Preds.
Preds.
I think that's what he meant.
Must have been the Preds on 10-15.
Yeah, losing to the Preds on 10-15. Is this an indication that this year's team might just have the right chemistry to make a serious push, or is it just a mirage?
I'm going to say it doesn't really matter because this team is essentially the same. And
you're right. It's the same team we've had the past 3 years.
Yeah.
We've also made the playoffs the last, you know.
We've also lost the first round the past 3 years.
Okay, so when does our luck change?
It's
all with the bounce of a puck.
Is that all it is?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, so it's a lot of the same.
Yeah, unless the press gets out of the way.
Yeah.
Manga's big.
I don't think it's a chemistry issue, personally.
That's the difference right there.
Is that what is that?
Yes.
And okay. Next question. At Grayson Assist, lots of penalties being called lately on faceoff violations. Are these good penalties to call, or do they need to go back to the quick draw so players stop messing around?
Quick draws. Quit messing around. I'm completely done with, you know, guys getting kicked out of the circle for this and that. Just drop the damn puck and play.
I don't disagree. I think there's plenty of room to just revamp some of the play that we got. The whole trapping the puck on the wall.
Yeah.
I view it in the same vein where it's like, this is not a sport, you know, where you're not encouraging sportsmanship at that point, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the whole trap the puck by the wall and you're just like
killing time,
trying to hold it, yeah. You know. That's boring. That should be a penalty. Or it should be
delay a game.
There should be something, yes. Yeah. And it's pretty obvious when it's happening because I think we all see it and it's like, what's going on? I don't get this. Anyway.
That's a scrum.
I hate it. I think we need to do away with it. So, yeah.
All right.
Done.
Done. All right.
Next question comes in from Crease and Assist. FSN apologized for some of the language that the players were using on the ice. Greenlay even suggested that the audio guys take the mics out. Do you guys support a move like this to make the games more quote-unquote family-friendly? Or should they just mute Greenlee?
Well, you don't have to mute him.
As an audio guy, mute Greenlee.
No, you don't have to mute him because that'd be wasting a mic. You just don't mic him.
Okay, even better.
I mean, let's be logical here, you know? Don't mic Greenlee.
You can put that extra mic on the ice.
Yeah.
There we go.
You could literally just throw it on the ice. And no one's going to lose sleep over that.
There we go.
I agree. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Set it on the goalie net, and let's see what the goalie says when he gets a goal scored on him.
All right. Next question. After in the box, Nashville Predators recently mocked the Vegas pregame theatrics by having their mascot hit the Vegas night with a guitar honky-tonk style.
Honky-tonk. Honky-tonk, man.
Is this clever or WWF. The Predators game ops, or should people take back what they said about Nordy beating Tommy.
I'm all about mascot on mascot violence. You know, I'm not worrying about mascot CTE at this point. So
competitive violent. That's why you're here.
Absolutely, beat the hell out of the other mascot. Make it be done with.
Okay, so I'm gonna bring it back to Gritty. You remember?
Oh,
to
God.
Gritty.
To the Philadelphia mascot.
God. I picked the wrong week.
Thank you. Me too.
So, if Gritty and Norty were in a fight, do you kind of want Gritty to win? Because he looks like he's on meth.
But what is that thing on the back of Norty's
neck? That's a mullet. That's a mullet, man. Man.
But it flops, too.
I think Norty would beat the hell out of him because Norty doesn't give a brad's butt.
Brad Watson?
Yeah. You totally Brad Watson him.
All right. Next question.
So, yeah, it's fair game.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Next question. And it's we'll say it's a three for her.
Yeah.
It's all Yotown. From Grease and Assist, Mr. Derek Felska. Will Mike Yo have a job with the Blues by the time the Wild play the St. Louis Blues the second time on the seven game road trip? Probably.
That tongue twister was provided to you by Crease and Assist.
Give me more numbers, please. Yeah, probably. I don't think at this point Yo is going anywhere.
YOLO.
Yet.
YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO.
Yeah.
Yo only lives once? Yeah. Wait, what? Or maybe twice? Yoto?
No, nine times. I think he's a cat. He's going to be around for a while.
It would be Yolt. Yo lives twice?
I think Yo would be better off if he could get it out of the Central Division.
Okay.
Or if his name wasn't Mike Yo,
if it was Yo Mike
instead of Mike Yo.
Okay, other question from Kristen Assist: which will happen first, Nino scoring a goal or Mike Yo losing his job?
Nino.
That's a tough one.
Because
Nino struggles.
Nino has not scored a goal yet, and Yo...
It's kind of disappointing.
Yo has been struggling as well.
Mm-hmm. When does Nino get pushed down to third or fourth line? When does he start to lose ice time?
Yeah, but St. Louis still is 4-5-3. It's not like they're like totally getting destroyed.
Yeah.
They're still competitive-ish.
Yeah, everybody's still
they're
competitive.
They're alive.
I mean, we're only a tenth of the way through the season.
So, okay. So, I'll go with, it's still more likely that Nino's going to score.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be something that at least bounces off of him or something.
And on that Yo track, from Ty Sands 42, who will be the first head coach fired of the season? Oh, wait, make that second. What is wrong with LA?
I have no idea what's wrong with LA.
Yeah.
LA is done.
But they have lost Quick. I mean, is Quick out for the season now? Is it indefinitely, I think?
They're having issues.
Yeah. So, you know, you know, losing your top goaltender, that doesn't help. Who's going to be the second one to leave? It very well could be, as mentioned before, you know, Mike Yo.
Yeah, could be.
If things don't improve around there and their game stays where it's at, what was Hitchcock before? heel. And when did they get rid of him?
Early in the season.
Early in the season.
Well, boys, I gotta say, boys, the sad part is, boys, that I bet they'll have an outdoor hockey game before the Wild do, boys. Again.
Okay, boys.
Sorry, that was a Letterkenny thing.
Okay.
Pitter batter.
Let's get at her. All right, next question comes in from Crease and Assist. Three in the box. The movie Bohemian Rhapsody opened this weekend. Should Xcel Energy Center maybe game ops? The game ops at the Xcel Energy Center. Should they use a fan version of the song to replace the lame Kiss Cam? Thoughts? Pitfalls?
Wait, so replace the Kiss Cam with Bohemian Rhapsody? Is that what he's asking?
I see a little silhouette of a man. He's
headbanging.
Gotta move to the fang.
I think we gotta go back to Wayne's World for this.
Yeah. Or you could even go We Will Rock You, too.
Right.
We Are Champions. Because people clapping. Because white people can clap.
My new blog.
Mostly.
My new blog I want to do is called White People Clapping. And it's going to be on 1 and 3 or 2 and 4. Or variants thereof.
WhitePeopleClapping.com. That sounds like a riveting fucking blog there.
Which brings me to a note that I forgot to mention back when we were on the yo section there. There is a website out. Clapping. No, there's a white. I mean, talk about white people. There is a website out there.
You know, 2/3 of us are white.
Yes. There is a website out there. Is MikeYoStillCoach.com. If you have any questions, you know, if you're wondering if he's still coach, so.
Yes, he is St. Louis. Tentatively.
I don't think you can replace the Kiss Cam, though. I mean, the Kiss Cam is the Kiss Cam.
Unless you have Kiss music with it.
Oh, there
but
that, you go.
But Kiss music is kind of rapey, I think. Mm-hmm. Just by nature, you know?
But you want to party all night?
Beth, I hear you calling.
All right.
The whole Domino song.
Oh,
yeah.
Domino is rapey as hell.
Lick it up.
Oh, gross. Yeah, totally.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, enough with Kiss. So Kristen Assist also asks us, three in the box, did you find any hockey fans while you were in New Orleans? This is towards Aaron and Jai, because I was not in New Orleans. I haven't been there in like 20-some years.
Did you find any fans while you were there?
Yes, did you find any fans when you were there? And was the best pinball machine, Jive Midnight or Aaron Finn, found the play in America's French Relic? What?
Words are hard.
I think he was speaking French there.
Oui, oui, frog, frog.
So, what was the best pinball machine, Jive and Aaron?
I didn't get to see any pinball machines.
We did see Galaga, though.
The tabletop.
No, there was a Galaga upright machine there. There was a Galaga. There was a Miss Pac-Man.
Oh, you're talking the...
In the Superdome.
The Superdome piece, yes.
I did go to the one pinball place I could find in New Orleans called the Mystic Crew of Pinball. It's in a... what do you call it? Euro shop, where they got, you know, spit or whatever.
Okay.
The best machine there was probably Jackbot.
Uh-huh.
You know,
always a classic one.
Huh? Well, it's not everyone knows and, about it.
Yeah, true.
People know about Pinbot. They know about Bride of Pinbot, but Jackbot, that's the third of the trilogy.
Yeah, you hit the jackpot.
The other one was Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not ever seen that one in the wild.
That one is an interesting game. That machine was beat them. You know what?
Beat up.
Yeah, it did not play very well.
Nice.
Jackpot played all right though. So I concentrated on Jackpot when I was there.
Yeah.
But then my little one started losing her shit, and so we got out of there.
Okay. Cool. I didn't see any hockey fans though while I was down there.
No. None.
I don't even know that I saw any mention of hockey.
I saw one person wearing a Blackhawks jersey, and I wanted to confront them.
Was it a Kane jersey?
I don't know. But also, it was also Halloween down there at the time.
Oh, he may have just been dressing up.
Yeah, he might have been dressing up as a rapist, you know, so.
Kane jersey.
All right, last question from TySands42. Please play more of the Fenton!
Fenton!
Soundbite is hilarious. I agree.
Yes, Fenton! So do I. We all do.
It's the best sound ever.
Fenton!
That's all for you, Ty Sands.
Fenton!
Jesus Christ!
Fenton!
We need a Jesus Christ, like, follow-up, though. Jesus Christ!
Fenton!
Jesus Christ!
I don't know.
All right, boys.
I think that wraps up our Twitter questions.
Yeah, that's about it. Kenny, where can people find you're up to?
Nostrakenius on Twitter or Facebook. Or not Facebook.
Instagram?
Instagram.
Thank you.
They're both owned by the same people.
The other socialist media.
Yeah, exactly. Find me on there. You can see what I'm doing.
Oh, Jive, how about you?
You can find me on socialist media. I'm on Twitter. I am at Jive Midnight.
Oh, as for me, you can find me on Twitter at Angry Finn.
The socialist side?
Yeah, it might be. Thanks everyone for listening. Follow us on Twitter at 3 in the box. We tweet, kind of. Love you guys.
The Box.